Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM, The Word. You're listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My ever-so-lovely co-host with me tonight is my forever bride and my wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
Freedom, 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 freedom Friday.
Yeah, right. And if you know it's Friday, we're just blessed to have Pastor James Eric Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church. Welcome, Pastor.
Hey, it's Freedom Friday.
Hallelujah. Ooh,
Freedom Friday. You know, Free Inside Ministry radio program airs Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here in Hawaii on 99.5 FM. And also, we're in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. We have streaming available online at www.995theword.com and also at www.grace911.com.
Mahalo, Bulla. We thank you for tuning in tonight and joining us as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and Pastor James Eric Williams from LMAIC,
hey,
in Waiawa.
Place to be.
823 Olive Avenue is available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or need a word of encouragement, please call these men of God at 808-222-2822. That's a great number, Bulla.
Thank you.
Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. So please write us at our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
Praise the Lord. We send our love and aloha to all our men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs. Lord bless our Hawaii facilities, FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Wa'ava, OCCC, and to the 1,500 Hawaii men incarcerated in Saguaro Prison, and to the many other prisons in Arizona. Also, we want to give a big shout out to the Eloy Detention Center. We pray for you and your family and ask for mercy, grace, and restoration upon your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We also send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for the Grace 91.1 program in Arizona. That would be the Congregation of the Fishers of Men under the inspirational leadership of Pastor James Byrd and First Lady Lucy Maialona.
God bless you, Fishers of Men.
And to our primary The Word sponsor right here in Honolulu, a great big mahalo to the Tolbert Foundation.
Chris, you are a wonderful, great man and with a big heart.
Yes.
We love you.
Well, that's the one thing I like about Friday. That's right.
He's awesome, Pastor Bulla.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Well, Pastor Williams, praise I know God. You've been traveling with your beautiful bride. In fact, I caught a few clips on Facebook. You guys are up at Victorville for a Jubilee celebration. And when you went there, it was Victorville. But after the message Gigi left, you left it. It's called Gigiville. I think they're applying. They're going to change the name of their city right now.
I like that.
And it's Gigiville now. And in fact, the women there were so blessed, Pastor.
Yes,
I can't,
sir.
You know, it's unbelievable when you look at something like on a computer screen, but you see the joy, the unadulterated joy of the Lord in people's faces. It's incredible, Pastor.
Yes, sir. It was a wonderful experience, Pastor Bulla.
Well, you had some beautiful people there. You had Tysha Cobbs there.
Yes,
you were standing right next to her.
Shana Wilson Williams.
That's cousin.
Wow.
Your cousin.
Yes, and some beautiful women from LMAIC came to support their first lady.
Oh, you guys had the team there. Team LMAIC.
The LMAIC women at church last night, they were rocking for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, at our Wednesday service that we had the other night.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. But, you know, I know you've got a powerful message tonight, but you know what? It's all about being in the name of Jesus. We're going to let Israel Houghton tell us all about it in Jesus' name. Yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Ooh. All right.
Yes, he is overcome. We will not be shaken. We
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Here we go.
In Jesus' name. I'm telling you, we could just stay there for about 3 weeks, and we'd be just about a week short, Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So good to have you back in the studio, Pastor. And once again, a big mahalo to all those that keep sending. The mail has been incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We open up that post office box, man. I'm telling you, it's payday. I go back into the truck, or Lynn actually gets the mail, and she'll bring it into the truck, and I just start crying. I just start crying because that's the joy of the Lord. That's payday for me. And keep it up, guys. Keep it up, because Jesus is fighting for you right now as
we
speak.
Right. Pastor Bully, it's so great to be back. You just have such a heart. You and Lady Lynette and our team for the lost and incarcerated.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it's just an honor. I mean that. We don't take it lightly. Pastor Bull, I want to just highlight something about grace for this race.
Hallelujah.
We're in a race, and it's called life.
That's right.
And sometime in life, we go through trials and struggles and things. But God has given us grace, Pastor Bula, and we need to highlight that because grace is something that we didn't earn.
That's right.
It's the goodness of our God, Pastor Bula. Mm. Grace, we know it as unmerited favor, but it's also empowerment for ministry when God graces us. The Apostle Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Pastor Bula, something is said so profound where Paul was buffeted by Satan. And sometimes we go through life and we don't understand why this is happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul asks for God to take it away from him. You may be listening right
That's
now
right.
and you're going through something and you're asking God to take it from you. But God is saying, I won't take it from you, but what I will do, I give you grace to handle
That's right.
it. And so in verse 9, he says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient.
Mm.
Let me say that again. My grace is sufficient. Pastor Bula, he told the Apostle Paul, I'm not going to take it from you.
That's right.
But I will give you the grace to be able to handle what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, in the Jesus book, it says, but he went, tell me, I do plenty good things for you, and that's all you need. and that's all you need.
that was a cutoff. That's it. It's sufficient.
You put the period right
yes,
there.
Yes, sir. Grace
right there,
is
Pastor.
Not
that's
insufficient.
Right. That's right.
You know, it says sufficient. We know, prayerfully, it never happened to you, but it happened to me. I went to the bank back in the days.
Yeah, I know that.
And tried to draw something out, and it gave me a message, insufficient funds. And what God is saying, this is powerful, though, Pastor Bula. Whenever we need to tap into grace, he's saying it's sufficient.
That's right.
It's always going to be enough for you. The Bible says that Jesus is full of grace in the book of John.
That's right.
He said he's full of grace. So it doesn't matter how many of us are going through. When we pull on Jesus, he has enough grace for all of us. That's good news in
that
these last days.
Hallelujah.
And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. But then this is what he says. For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And what he means by that word perfect
That's
again,
right.
Pastor Bula, is mature.
Mm-hmm.
And so when
Amen.
We feel weak, when we feel down, God said, I'm working on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Whatever,
yes.
I'm using this to mature you.
That's right.
That's why if he would have took it from Paul, Paul would have been saying, I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But Pastor Bula, when we can live in this life with struggles,
That's
when
right.
we can live in this life with pain, but God, grace kick in. It's a wonderful thing because I'm not making this up. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities.
Mm-hmm.
Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Bula, I'd rather have a few issues.
That's right.
And God give me his grace.
Hallelujah.
And his
Amen.
Power than to have no issues but the absence of God's power.
Well, you know, the thing is, the tissue is not going to solve the issue. But in the Jesus book, it says, my power most strong inside you when you no can handle trouble your own self. That's why I'm going to talk big even more because get plenty stuff I know can handle. That's how
wow.
Christ's power going to stay inside of me. So the weaker I am, the greater he is.
That's right.
You know, and
That's
the tissue
right.
ain't going to solve the issue, boys and girls.
Wow. Pastor Bula, it's not that he's saying we're weak.
That's right.
But what he's meaning is we're in a position where we have to lean and depend on him.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers, we love you. That's incarcerated.
That's right.
It may be a hard time now, but guess what? God's grace extends beyond the jail cells.
Mm-hmm.
God's
That's
grace
right.
extends to us. He
oh,
has
hallelujah.
Extended his grace to us. So it doesn't matter what you're going through or how you feel, you have to lean on this grace. Mm-hmm. Now, Pastor Bula, it's amazing to me that in Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, this is how I know God wants us to depend on his grace. And if we understand that we need to depend on his grace, we won't frustrate the grace. Mm-hmm. In Galatians 2:21, he said, but don't frustrate the grace.
That's right.
That tells me we can have the grace, but we can frustrate it.
That's right.
Wow. Meaning, don't complain about what you're going through.
Amen.
Paul said, hey, I got three thorns in my side. God said, don't worry about that.
That's right.
I'm going to give you grace. That's sufficient. I don't know. You're listening to me. Mm. I don't know what position you're in or what you're going through right now, but maybe you need to hear this. Maybe you've been praying for God to take some away from you, but now you need to switch your prayer and say, God, just give me more grace to handle it.
Ooh,
God,
like
take me off of that job. But no, you don't need to come off of that job, because God has put you on that job to minister.
For a reason.
And so you need more grace to be able to handle where you're at.
Well, you know, that's the thing. When we always talk about and we minister in the prison, Pastor, it's we explain grace as God's riches at Christ's expense. So they understand there was a price that was paid for God's grace, for in his riches. But you see, when you're an heir to the kingdom, when you realize you get out of your identity crisis and you know you're a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, we just live in Hawaii right now. But when you're an heir to the kingdom, that means you got some stuff coming up that you don't even know about yet, Pastor.
That's right. Pastor Bula, he says in verse 10, because I understand this grace, because I understand what God is saying, look at verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities. Now, let me share something with you. This word infirmities just don't mean like a sickness, Pastor Bully.
Mm-hmm.
It means our inabilities.
That's right.
When we can't make things happen, and really we can't make nothing happen.
That's right.
We can do all things through Christ.
That's right.
So maybe my brothers, this is good right here. Maybe you behind bars and you saying, I can't take care of my family like I need to. I can't be out. Guess what? Let the grace kick in.
Absolutely.
Because what God is saying, when you're weak, I'm strong.
Mm.
God can do what you can't do.
That's right.
But you have to depend on his grace. You can't frustrate the grace.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened. Paul couldn't get those thorns removed.
That's right.
Pastor Bula, I realize it's some things that God wouldn't take from me.
Mm-hmm.
It's some things really I brought on myself.
That's right.
But what he did once I received Jesus, this is where I'm going, the grace kicked in.
Amen.
You can never experience God's grace if you're not saved.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, now you'll receive mercy.
That's right.
That's right.
But if you want to experience God's grace, you got to get the grace giver.
Amen.
And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, the Bible says we're saved how? By grace.
Grace here.
And so when God's grace kick in, once you receive Jesus Christ, his grace kicks in for your life. And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Mm.
For in your weakness, my power is made perfect.
Hallelujah.
Now the Apostle Paul is letting us know you can boast in your infirmity.
Mm-hmm. That's
Watch this. In reproaches. In necessity, in persecution. Pastor Bula, I'm trying to make a point. Grace covers all those things.
That's right.
Amen.
Over the
when
top.
People are talking about you, grace covers you.
Yes.
When things ain't right, grace covers
That's
you.
Right.
He said, my grace is sufficient. So wherever there's a lack, you need grace to kick in.
Well, you know, that's a wonderful thing about grace. Grace is getting what you don't deserve, what you don't deserve, and mercy is not getting
that's right
what you do deserve.
That's right.
See, that's so good. He's giving us mercy, but now he's saying if you want grace, then you need to be saved. Hallelujah, Pastor.
You need to be saved. His grace is sufficient. Pastor Bula, it's a scripture in Joel 3:10. It says, let the weak say I'm strong.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now, I want to just highlight this for a minute because sometimes people feel they're in a situation and the devil will get you to lie.
That's right.
Pastor Bula, it don't say let the weak say I'm not weak.
That's right.
See, he's letting us know it's okay to say
That's
I'm
right.
weak.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say I need help.
That's right.
But he said let the weak say I'm strong.
That's right.
Meaning calling those things which be not as though they were.
Mm.
So maybe my brothers, you're sitting there and you feel weak right now. Ladies, maybe you're driving, listening to us on this Freedom Friday.
Hallelujah.
And you feel weak. It's okay. But he said let the weak say I'm strong. Why? Because of God's grace. God is the one that can turn your situation around. You don't have to stay where you're at. You can speak your way out. Let me
That's
say
right.
that again.
Ooh, I like that.
You don't have to stay where you're at. You can speak your way out of
Amen.
The situation.
Hallelujah.
So in Joel 3:10, he said, let the weak. He didn't say that we're not weak.
That's right.
He said, just say that you're strong.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because my grace is about to kick in.
Hallelujah.
That's a wonderful thing because you see, you have to realize like so many times as we can talk our way out of it. We got to praise our way out of it. But you see, many times we're defeated by the devil. And, you know, we were talking about it the other day, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
People gravitate to the world. Why do they gravitate? Gravitate is the word of gravity. Why do they fall down? Why do they lean to? Why do they go to the world? Because they know the world better than they know the word.
That's right.
If they knew the word better, they would gravitate to the word and not to the world. But wow. We go back to our wiring. What's your default setup in your brain? It's going to be the world. But if we can change that by just putting a few verses up there and putting the... See, a lot of people don't understand. The supernatural can only happen when the natural has
That's
been exhausted.
Good, Pastor.
When the natural has been exhausted, you have no excuse, you have no reason, you have no explanation, except but God, and the supernatural comes in. So a lot of times, if you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on. It's going to get better.
Hallelujah.
I like that. And it is going to get better.
That's
because,
right.
Again, why? Because of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We say Jesus is the center and the circumference. Mm-hmm. He is the base and the boundary, the balance and the beauty, the sum and the substance of what our life is all about. We can't get around it. Jesus Christ is the real deal, Holyfield.
That's
and I'm
right.
telling you, he's full of grace. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you're at, his grace can extend to you. Now, we said earlier, according to Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, that we don't want to frustrate the grace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pastor Bula, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 tells us something so profound. Look how it starts out, Pastor Bula. It said, but grow in what? But grow in grace.
Mm-hmm.
So what God is saying, once we're saved by grace, don't stop growing in that grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to grow in grace. Every situation, every
yes.
trial through our life is mm-hmm. to get us to grow in that mm-hmm. grace. Some of us, we frustrate the grace instead of growing in grace. God is not going to take it from you. He's going to add more grace to
Ooh,
it.
I like that.
So if he said grow in grace, that means we can mature more in our grace.
Mm.
And I want more grace.
Hallelujah.
That's all you need. And the Bible says that he resists the proud.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't pride, but
That's
we can't
right.
be prideful, but he gives more grace to the humble.
Hallelujah.
So when we humble ourselves in our situation, God extends grace.
Ooh.
Every situation, you may have wanted to say something to mm-hmm. somebody that rubbed you the wrong way, but instead you humble yourself.
That's right.
Right there, God just give you more grace.
Hallelujah.
Someone may pull in front of you in this ugly traffic,
That's right.
and you want to say something that you know you shouldn't say, but
right.
you humble
That's
yourself,
right.
God
praise
gives you
Jesus.
More grace. Whenever you're fighting with your spouse mm-hmm. and you're about to say something that you
That's
shouldn't,
right.
but you humble yourself and say, I'm sorry, I don't want to do this.
That's a
God
good
extends you more grace, sir.
Well, you know, that's a wonderful thing about grace. God will extend more grace if you use the grace he's given you.
That's right.
Because otherwise, why should he give you more grace? You still got what he gave you last week, and you didn't use it yet.
Wow.
And the more, it's just like blessings, Pastor Williams. It's just like God's going to bless more through you than he can to you.
That's right.
And God's going to give you more grace through you than he can to you. Because if you're just holding on to grace and not using it, why should God give you any more grace?
Amen.
Wow.
He allows you to bless others and to be gracious to others so he can increase what he's already given you. Because now
right.
you're sharing
Praise
that.
Jesus.
You're not holding on to all the mangles. You're sharing those mangles
Amen.
Now.
Wow. Paul said, I am what I am mm-hmm. by the grace of God. Meaning, wherever you're at or whatever God calls you to do, it's never you.
Mm-hmm.
God graces you to be who you are. And watch this. When we're not who God says we are, we frustrate the grace. Because Paul said we are what we are by the grace
That's
of
right.
God. And so God graces us to be who we are. Just be yourself. Don't try to be someone else. We always say
That's
dealing
right.
with grace, it's free to be me.
Mm.
But it was going to cost me to be somebody else.
Like
it's no charge to be yourself. Don't worry about it. Don't get jealous about
That's
somebody
right.
else. Last time I checked, your fingerprints are different than everybody
Amen.
Else's.
That's right.
And now scientists tell us DNA is different.
Mm.
So you got two things God is giving you. It's not like anyone else. So don't beat yourself up about what you've done. You're unique. You're fearfully and wonderfully
That's right.
made.
Hallelujah.
Allow God's grace to allow you to be all that God has called you to be. I know you made some mistakes. I know you're looking at the devil's in your ear saying, look what you've done. But let the devil know I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
That's right.
There's
Hallelujah.
Nobody else
Hallelujah,
on earth like me.
Pastor.
Don't
Hallelujah.
Frustrate the grace trying to be somebody else or do something God has not called you to do. I'm telling you, one of the greatest things you can ever do is find out who you are in Christ.
Amen.
That's the greatest thing you can ever find out, my purpose and my will. And you can do that no matter where you are. You still can do God's will behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
You're still free to let people know Jesus is alive.
Amen.
You're still free. You still have a mouth to let people know God is able.
Hallelujah. You know, and that's a wonderful thing when you're in a position where you don't think you have any options. You have an option. His name is
wow.
Jesus. You know,
Hallelujah.
And you've heard us say that before so many times over the airwaves, my brothers and sisters. God didn't put you in a storm to blow you off course. He put you on that storm to blow you on course.
On course.
You weren't living a life that was representative of being a son or daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
So he put you in a position. Now, he's a gentleman.
Wow.
So he put you in a position where if you choose to listen, now you can go play checkers or dominoes or cribbage, read the paper, watch the news, but he's telling you, read the word. Read what I have given you.
Yes.
Read the map that I've placed before you, because I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Goodness.
And watching the news, I'll tell you what's already happened. Let me tell you what's going to happen, because if you're sitting right there in your bunk right now, aren't you more concerned about what's going to happen than what already happened? You can't change
what
happened,
good.
But you can definitely change what's going to happen in your future, because God's in your future, but the enemy, he lives in your past, Pastor.
Wow. You said something, Pastor Bula. None of us can go back and change our past, but we can start now and change our future.
That's right.
I've said it before, the thief on the cross, he couldn't go back.
That's right.
That was it. He was nailed on the cross. But guess what he did? He recognized that Jesus was Lord.
That's right.
And guess what? He couldn't go back and change his past, but he changed the location of where he was going in the future.
That's right.
Because God told him today, you shall be with me. And so
paradise.
You may be incarcerated. You can't go back and change what you did. But guess what? You can change where you're going.
That's
oh, my
right.
goodness. Why?
Hallelujah.
And why is all that possible? Because of his grace.
Hallelujah.
That thief on the cross, he was a thief all up until the time he was about to die.
Mm-hmm.
But God changed where he was going because he recognized
praise
God's
you,
grace
Lord.
Is sufficient for me. In my weakness right now, my power is made perfect.
Hallelujah.
Well,
you know, that's a wonderful thing, because it's such a wonderful representation. Because on the other side of Jesus
was
the thief that didn't know who Jesus was.
Yeah.
He just wanted to come down. Get me out of where I'm at now, but I don't really care where I'm going. I just want now. Instead of knowing that the future, like the other thief says, take me with you to paradise.
Take me with you.
So you're going to get it. We have the eternal solution for your short-term situation.
That's
right. Because all of you, 95% of those incarcerated are going to get released. We're investing in the kingdom of God and planting the seed of the word of God inside of you. So when you come out, you're a better citizen than a better criminal.
Wow.
Because if you're going to come out being a better criminal, we're going to come back and minister you again. And that's okay.
My
we love
goodness.
To. We're trying to give you the get out of jail card for free. It's called Jesus.
Amen.
Wow. Pastor Bula, you said something, and this just dropped on me. God spends all kind of resources and money for the word to be able to travel through the airways in the prison.
That's right.
Amen.
And God just showed me it frustrates the grace when we hear about Jesus.
That's right.
And we get all this, and then when we get out,
that's right.
We frustrate the grace by not coming and giving back, by not telling people about what the Lord has done for
that's
me
right.
while I was in prison.
That's right.
It's an attitude of gratitude, because again, he's full
Amen.
Of grace.
That's right.
And so we don't want my brothers and sisters to frustrate the grace when God brings us out. It's our time to show people the grace of God. How did you get out? The grace of God.
Amen.
How did you change your life? It's the grace of God. It's nothing we did in and of ourselves. It's not even about us.
That's right.
I'm the men of God that minister to you. We're just the vessels. We understand the reason we're doing this is by the grace of God. I can't get off of this. The grace of God is so powerful. And he said the price has already been paid.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. And that's the thing is, if you have the knowledge of the word of God, if you have the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, you have a responsibility now. You just can't take it and keep it for yourself. You have a responsibility
to
share it with us. It's going to cost you, because it costs you to get the word to you. It actually costs a lot. It cost the life of Jesus on the cross.
Yes. That's right.
That was the price that was paid for your sins, your kids' sins, your family sins, the sins of the world. That was the price that was paid. We could never repay that.
Wow.
So can we just tell someone the story of how Jesus changed your life?
Share.
Yes. His grace is sufficient.
Mm.
In John's Gospel chapter 1, as we prepare to close, in verse 14, it says, "And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory," Pastor Bula. It says, "the glory as of the only begotten of the Father," watch this, "full of grace and truth." He is full of grace.
Mm.
He extends his grace to each and every one of us.
Yes, Lord.
And we want to receive his grace and not frustrate the grace. We serve such an awesome God.
Well, you know, that's the one thing. We didn't go to grace. Grace came to us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love that. Let us pray.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray and thank you for the grace that you've given to each and every one of us for this race. The Bible tells us that we'll run this race individually.
Yes, Lord.
Not looking in no one else's lane.
That's right.
We need grace for our lane.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
God, we thank you now that your grace is sufficient. And we're going to lean on that grace as we declare, let the weak say, I'm strong.
Yes,
I bless you and I thank you that you have released your grace upon your people.
Yes,
and we'll forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name.
Jesus, amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Another powerful evening grace.
Hallelujah.
Lift the Camp Agape Fellowship in prayer. They're having a camp this weekend over Labor Day for all the 150 plus angels that are coming. These are the children of the incarcerated.
Yes.
They're going to get loved on. They're going to be riding the horses. They're going to be in the ocean. They're going to be shooting bow and arrows up on the rope.
They're going to hear the word of God.
They're going to hear the word of God. They're going to get fed good.
For your grace.
They're going to get fed good. They're going to get a lot of goodies.
Spiritually, physically.
And we just lift up Pastor Roy and First Lady Charlotte
Yamamoto
and all the hundreds of volunteers that are out there. And we're praying in agreement that Lester takes a right turn and gets out of here. And let these kids have a wonderful
In the name of Jesus.
The devil is a liar.
Lester, be a buster.
Lester, Lester, get out of here.
Wow.
And we just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning
you,
in.
Jesus.
Tell your family about this program. Tell your bunkies.
Yes,
tell your Shellys, the guys in your module. Hey, shout out to the guys down at the FDC 686.
FDC.
A lot of you guys, how are you doing? Sawara, of course, you know we love you guys. And thank you for keeping up the good fight. And OCCC.
Module 11.
Well, it's the weekend. Get some rest. We'll see you next week at Pastor Kawakwana on Monday. We'd love to stay, but we got to go. So, ahui-ho.
Ahui-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.